Congressman, you're holding another open gates session, this in Escambia County this week.
We will have on Thursday Open Gates Day in Pensacola. We'll begin at sunrise with a 6:30 a.m. town hall meeting that we'll be having out on Pensacola Beach. After that, we'll be doing a beach cleanup with those who are there in attendance. We've also got a number of other events throughout the day at local schools where we're able to hear from parents, teachers, administrators about how the decisions we make in Washington can create downward pressure in the education system, and ultimately we'll conclude with a little bit of fun at the Blue Wahoos baseball game.
And on a bit more serious note, the missile attacks in Syria, the ongoing situation with North Korea.
Well, we live in a world, Dave, that is becoming more dangerous by the hour. There are a number of hot spots in both the Middle East and in the Far East that are drawing into sharp relief the important role that America plays in the world. When we look to Syria, the president needs to work with the Congress to develop a lasting strategy there for peace. I don't believe, and the president doesn't seem to believe, that putting hundreds of thousands of American troops on the ground in the middle of a Syrian civil war is a good idea. When we look at North Korea, we really see a regime that is in a state of great turmoil. We all know that Kim Jong-un isn't exactly playing with a full deck, but we've seen a major change in the way China has chosen to deal with North Korea. More than half of North Korea's economy is the export of coal into China. China has recently announced that they're not going to continue to import North Korean coal. That destabilizes the Kim Jong-un regime, but it also gives China a tremendous amount of leverage that we hope they will use. And I think the fact that they're being more assertive with North Korea, China is a sign that the president's meeting with the leadership from China has been productive.
Before the missile launch on Syria, did you feel that the president should have come to Congress first?
Well, the president believes he's operating under the authorized use of military force from two administrations ago. And I think everyone would acknowledge a need to update that and to ensure that it's consistent with the realities that we face in the world today. I understand why the president did what he did when he did it. Assad violated every international norm by using chemical weapons against his own people. And it's very important that we send a message that that's not going to be normalized, that we're not going to tolerate the use of chemical weapons and these types of atrocities. And so I think the president was one time sending this very important message. The Congress will need to be consulted and very involved in crafting a lasting strategy for peace in the region.
A little closer to home now, you're behind a bill that would reschedule marijuana from a Schedule 1 substance to Schedule 3.
Schedule 1 is preserved for substances that have no medical value: heroin, LSD, cocaine. Schedule 3 drugs are drugs that are still regulated by the federal government so that they are accurately labeled, tested, and they have to be recommended by a physician through a prescription. But Schedule 3 drugs include things like Tylenol with codeine and various forms of steroids. The problem we have right now is medical cannabis is legal in dozens of states, and yet it's not legal to research the impacts of medical cannabis rigorously. It's not legal to bank the businesses that are engaged in the provision of medical cannabis. And so my legislation, by moving medical marijuana from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3, would allow research to occur and would allow the companies that are selling medical marijuana to be able to bank their proceeds.
Okay, and final question is something we talked about the last time, the reopening of Navarre Pass. I understand it's on hold right now. Do you think it'll ever be reopened, or just too much opposition?
Look, I'm as committed as ever to reopen the Navarre Pass. Here's where we stand now. There are certain testing and evaluation missions that occur in this stretch of beach that do not occur anywhere else within the Gulf Range. And I speak specifically of testing for the Patriot and THAAD missile systems. This is highly relevant to the discussions that we've had about North Korea, because if you look at the Korean Peninsula, we may be doing more deployment of missile systems there than we've done in the past. If that is to occur, and if we're going to innovate those systems, a lot of the testing and evaluation may occur right here in Northwest Florida. I think it's important right now to take a strategic pause and then to see where else along the Gulf Range we could develop those capabilities.
Congressman Matt Gaetz, thank you very much.
Thank you, Dave.